Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We've been talking about the kingdom of God and living out of the kingdom and understanding that and walking in the peace of God. And it's really a big deal. And so when we understand it, it changes things. Everything in your life will change when you understand this kingdom that we've been talking about. But you've got to grow in that. Jesus said you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. That word see is connected to vision, but the word see in Greek means understanding. When you understand and see how this kingdom operates and functions, but that's by faith. That's by faith. And so that's what we have to understand. We live by faith and not by sight. And really, that's vision. We live by faith and not by sight. We live by faith in us because there's a way of seeing something that doesn't even exist yet. We can see something that doesn't even exist yet. Amen? That's what vision is. All right. We've been talking about living out of this kingdom and experiencing the world we're living in. This world is broken. This world is different, isn't it? It doesn't matter who gets in office as the president. It's going to be difficult either way. Are you listening to me? So we're going to have to know who we are and where our true citizenship is, because our true citizenship is in heaven.
Amen.
You see that?
Yeah.
See, really, that's really kind of a depiction of this, you know, illegal immigrants. See how the confusion that brings in our country? Because they're illegal. Heaven, you gotta be legal to get into heaven. You have to have citizenship to get into heaven. Or you're not getting in. It's not what I say, it's what God's Word says, the Bible, right?
Yeah, right.
And we need to understand that. Because there is a heaven and there is a hell. But you gotta go in on His terms. You see that? It's legal. You have to be legal, and we're going to talk about that today. The peace. See, in order to have the peace of God that guards you, you have to have peace with God. And if you don't understand the peace with God, you'll never have the peace of God. Did you catch that? You won't have the peace that protects you, the peace that keeps you. When you understand that you have peace with God, then you'll understand you can have the peace of God.
Amen.
Peace with God takes place when you become born again. You're justified. We're going to talk about that today. So we're going to understand this, and this is what I want us all to understand. I'm a pastor. I want to be leading my people in God's will and His ways. 100%. And that's what we're after. We're not trying to just fill the house with people. But here's one thing I want to throw out there. Is on October 13th, we are having the leader of the global church, the man, is coming. Dr. Greenway is coming to this church to minister to us. And he likes what he sees. So I want everybody that's on board here to show up. If we got to get chairs and put them on the out in the narthex and put them on the roof, we're going to do it. The idea is I want everybody, all of us, to hear what he has to say. You see, I could have went independent, but I want to be under authority. I believe in that. That's biblical, to be under authority. You see that? And so we need to understand this. And when we understand this and we're together in this, it affects us in being more effective and walking in the will of God in the days we're living in. So if you can be here October 13th at 4 o'clock, it's going to be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you're a group leader, if you're leading a group, your picture's out there, it's really, I'm asking you that you be here. It's not even, unless you have a appointment in Alaska or appointment somewhere, I really want you to be here. Because folks, it shows we're together. And when we're together, man, the enemy is shaking in his boots. You hear me? We want to do anything we can to change his ideas. All right? And we want to reach more people. Not just fill up a room with people. We want to reach more and disciple them. Amen? All right. So, October 13th, 4 o'clock, if you can be here, please come. You know, this idea of vision is biblical. And God is trying to get you to see things his way. Everything. When you start to see things his way, it removes the war. See, there's a war going on between you and God when you don't have peace. There's a battle going on. And because he's trying to get you to do his will, and you're wanting to do your will. But when you see it God's way, you want to go his way. And that brings fulfillment, and that brings peace, and that brings life. You see that? So that's why we need vision. The clearer our vision, God is always trying to help you see his way. See, when our vision is obfuscated, our faith will be fragile and it will break. You see that? When our vision is obfuscated, our faith will be fragile. We want our faith to be strong. Faith works through love. The agape love of God. You see that? Let's go to the vision. Let's read it. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In the bond of peace. Bond of peace means the Holy Spirit is bound to peace. He only works through peace. See that? And when we understand that, we want to foster whatever it is that helps us live in that peace. Because peace is protection. Peace is power. And a broken, and creation is broken. We live in a broken world with broken people. Broken people hurt people. But now look, in the Hebrew, the word peace means nothing missing, nothing broken. So when you have true peace, you're not going to be broken and hurt all the time. Because it's going to protect you. Are you with me? So this is what we're moving towards. We're advancing God's kingdom. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Hold it right there. Remember what's righteousness produce? Peace. Always. Not sometimes. Always. Isaiah prophesied, he said, my people will dwell in peaceful habitations for this time right now. Catching that? When you're exercising righteousness, it's going to produce peace in your home. All right, now watch this. But solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. All right. Remember the word senses, is it encompasses your feelings and your emotions. So, you know, you're going to get your feelings hurt. You're going to get your emotions hurt. But when you understand what we're talking about, living out of this kingdom, those things aren't going to control you. And they're not going to cause you to go around hurting other people and bringing division where God's trying to bring unity. You see that? Because God hates that. God hates it when you bring discord. See that? He wants just to bring unity. When you have peace, you're always going to bring unity. You catching that? That's why I liked what my son said. He said, "Dad, you always looked for the best in me and spoke the best over me." And you know, that's what I tried to do. I heard that from Dr. Dobson, focus on the family. Because I was struggling trying to raise my family. And that's what I did in my son. And I see what it's produced. You look for the best in people. You speak the best in them. You don't tear them down. There's enough in this world trying to tear people down. You speak the best of people. Are you with me? Not sometimes, all the time. Are you listening to me? That's huge. And if you get around people and they're tearing people down, I don't care if it's people in the world. I don't care who it is. That ought to be a red flag. I don't need to hang around this person because this person is not going to contaminate me. Are you listening to me? Are you catching what I'm throwing down? Because those type of people have the potential to get you off track and out of the will of God.
That's right.
Am I making sense? That's why God hates it when you speak negative about other people. He abhors it. Proverbs chapter 6, check it out. Now watch. By reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Yeah, I was, I want to share this about my son and something God showed me with his life and is showing me and mine about this peace and about how things work. And this idea, now look, before I went on this trip to Alaska, my son and I met for breakfast. That's something we do. We do that. And so we met for breakfast in Troy, and a lot of times Finley will be with him, but it was just him and I this time because Finley wasn't feeling well. And so we talked and had a good time eating breakfast and sharing. And he just got back from his 25th anniversary. He went to... where was it, hon? Costa Rica, yeah. Costa Rica. And they went to celebrate their 25th anniversary, and he was telling me about that, and he was telling me that we just like, you know, but I felt God's presence with my son. You ought to feel God's presence around your kids. Really? If you have children and you don't, there's a gap somewhere. There's a wide gap. You ought to feel God's presence around your kids. God has given your children to you for you to oversee them and raise them up in the fear and admiration of the Lord. Now watch. But they make their own choices. See that? And that's the thing. You have to understand that. Now, so I was talking to him and we get ready and I'm paying the bill because I told him, I said, he wanted to pay it. I said, no, I'll pay it. And so I got the bill and I'm paying it. And he goes, oh yeah, Dad. He goes, I just got promoted. I said, man, we sat here all this time. You're not even telling me about it. I said, so we sat back down. I said, now tell me about it. So he starts telling me that he got promoted. And I thought, well, how'd this happen? He's telling me, and he says, he goes, well, I just had my review and they promoted me. And to director, I forget the title of his director job, but now he's directing people over in the office he has. He's in an office on top of the Kettering Tower down in Dayton. And you go up there and it's all windows. It's on the highest place up there. It's amazing. I call him modern day Batman because you can see everything. And so he's cybersecurity. My daughter's Homeland Security, he's cybersecurity, and I'm Soul Security. That's pretty good. Well, now watch. And so he's up there, and he, you know, that's where his office is, and he says, I'm over all these people, and I'll be the director. I said, okay. And so he says, I said, well, how'd that come about? He goes, my boss, the one who started the company, has a daughter who's getting ready to graduate from college. She's going into her last year. And she needed a place to intern for this before she went back to school. And his boss said, "I want you to interview her. And if you don't want to hire her, that's okay." He goes, "I'm trusting you, Freddie, to make the decision here." And he goes, "Oh, thanks for that, but you know," he goes, "but I want her to meet the needs that you have before to do this job." And so he goes, "Okay." So he interviewed and he hired her. He told his boss she's got everything we need, and so he hired her. So all summer long she's worked there. So she worked there, and so now he's at his review. And she's going back to college. She's not working there. This is the week before, you know, where I'm meeting with him. All summer long she worked there. And so now his boss tells him, he says, what'd you do to my daughter? She's not the same. And he says, "That's why I want you to be the director here. I want you to do to them what you did to my daughter, because she's not the same person." And he goes, and I said, "Well, what'd you do?" He goes, "You know what I did, Dad?" He said, "I remember I taught in the Tip City School District for 17 years. He goes, "The second year I was there, a young man came up to me at the end of the year with his yearbook and said, 'I want you to sign my yearbook.'" And Freddie says, "Okay, I'll sign it." And so he took it and he put it on his desk. And the young kid said, "Are you going to sign it?" And he says, "Well, I'm going to take it home and sign it." He goes, "You don't need to do that. You can just sign it." He says, "Well, I want to write something in it." He goes, "Oh, okay, you can do that." I said, "Just come back tomorrow." He says, "Just come back tomorrow." So he comes back to the next day. He gets his yearbook. He reads what my son wrote in there. Then he goes and shows it to everybody in school, what my son wrote in there about him. He said, my son said, "That day, there was 100 and some yearbooks on his desk for him to sign." And then he said he became the yearbook teacher for the rest of those years. He said he spent 2 weeks signing that first year, signing yearbooks. I said, "Well, what were you saying?" He said, "Well, Dad, I took a page from your book." He said, I looked for the good in each one of them. And I spoke about the good I saw in them."
Amen.
You see that? I could feel it. And you know, he's still doing that. And I thought to myself, man, I needed this. God was showing me. You see, I don't care what you're going through. You keep doing the will of God in your kids.
Right.
And that's what's going to show up.
Yep.
Are you listening to me? I don't care. You stay in the will of God, and it's going to show up in your children. You see this? And I'm telling you, I drove home and I cried all the way. But I remembered, while I was on my way home, I'm thinking, I married my son. I did the wedding. And I thought about the wedding. And there was 400 people at his wedding. A lot of people. Well, there was other pastors there, and he wanted me to do the wedding. So there was a pastor there. And there was just a lot of stuff going on, and all the people were there, and we were going over some things, and all of a sudden this woman comes up and says, "There's someone wants to talk to the pastor, and it's an emergency." And I said, "Okay, well," I started to go, and the other pastor said, "No, you're taking care of that, I'll take care of it." So he goes, and then he comes back like he'd seen a ghost. He comes back, he says, "We got an emergency, something's wrong. We got a problem." And I said, "Well, you know, I understand what's the problem." He goes, we got an emergency. His eyes, you couldn't believe it. His eyes, he's got tattoos all over him. I'm thinking, get to the point. I said, he goes, "We got a problem." I said, "Okay. What's the problem?" He said, "We got a problem." He said, This man said he's going to leave and come back and start, when the wedding starts, open up in here. Shooting. Are you listening to me? And I said, where's he at? And the guy said, he left. I said, he left? What do you mean he left? I had to lock that door and hogtied him and made sure the police got there before I got off of him. You believe that? Your family? Are you listening to me? Now think about this. So I ran down the hall trying to catch him. Because I thought maybe I could see him or catch him or something, get a glimpse of, get his license plate number, something. He's gone. Never heard tell of him again. Isn't that crazy? Never saw anything, never saw it. Some imp, some demon spirit. You hearing me? So I come back and then I start to hear the chatter in the church. All this chatter, and I could tell somebody else got word of it. And I got up and I said, folks, we're getting ready to start the wedding. Because I had peace. I understood what I'm talking to you about today. I said, let's pray. And we prayed over the church. And I spoke peace over all those people. It's like the air went out. And peace flooded. I said, I pray for your peace. Jesus, flood this place like a river. And protect us and watch over us. And God's peace flooded it. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Now, you see how that worked? It's like, I was there having breakfast with my son. He just celebrated 25 years and telling me how things have worked in his heart. You seeing this? And now I'm on my way back and God's just showing me how he's been working in my life. Are you catching that? He stays true to what he says.
Right.
Not sometimes, every time. And your faith, if you stand in the faith, your faith will work.
That's right.
I don't care what's been done to you. I don't care what kind of abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, what kind of abuse. When you get God's word on it, you can be healed.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Now listen, what people have done to you, that's their fault. That's their fault. And they can't heal you. They can't change it. They did it to you. So what people have done to you, that's their fault. It's your responsibility to be healed. You see that? That's your responsibility. Did you get that? Pain is inevitable. I remember listening to a woman on the radio. Johnny Erickson Cantata. And she's paralyzed from the neck down. And full life in this Holy Spirit when she speaks. And she said something one time. She said, trials and pain are inevitable. Misery is optional. I thought, man, that had some weight on it. I wrote that down and it's been in my heart. Because folks, you're going to have pain in your life, regardless. And there's going to be no explanation for it. Are you catching this? There will be pain in your life, and there's going to be no explanation for it. But you stay true to who you are and what God is saying to you, and you're going to be an overcomer. Are you listening to me? And you're going to overcome, and the healing will take place. Now listen. Listen. Remember I told you, I've had some pain in my life. But don't forget the hurt. You know, when I was a kid, I was by myself a lot at 5 years old. No mom around. My mom was in a mental institution. Well, you don't understand my pain. That's painful. Go to school trying to dress yourself and, you know, that's a painful thing. Kids can be very cruel. Are you listening to me? And then, you know, you understand what I'm saying. And your wife leave you when you're in ministry, that's a painful thing. That's pain. That's probably one of the most pains I've ever experienced. But listen, God can heal you, and you don't forget the hurt, but you forget what it felt like. Because God is doing his will. When you're in his will, you are an overcomer. And that's the idea. Jesus said this, "These words I have spoken to you," John 16:33, "in me you will have peace. In this world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world." In this world you have tribulation. The word tribulation comes from the word tribulum. Tribulum. And a tribulum is what separated the wheat from the tares. The tares is what gets burned. And the wheat is the fruit. But the word tribulation means trouble. So the trouble that's in our lives comes to show you the stuff that's not producing in your life. The stuff that's not producing the fruit he's looking for in your life. So now you can make a decision to bring the fruit into your life. You see that? The outcomes will be the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Are you catching that? And that's what we have to understand. And now we're an overcomer. We can overcome. And God will give you the strength and the power to overcome.
Sure will.
And help somebody else in the meantime.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if your parents dropped you off on a doorstep.
Right.
Doesn't matter what your parents did. That's not in the equation. You showed up. God has a plan.
Yeah.
And it's not to do their will. It's to do his will.
Right.
Am I making sense? I know it gets me rattled because I see so much holding people back. If they understood what I'm trying to show you, it just changes things. All right. Let's look at this. So if they're unskilled in the word of righteousness, see that? We don't want to be unskilled in the word of righteousness. We want to be skilled. We want to grow and mature, right? So now go with me to Romans chapter 5, Christina. Therefore, having been what? Justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you catch that? So you got to understand the peace with God in order to have the peace of God. If you don't understand the peace with God, it will always keep you from experiencing the peace of God. You see that? Because the enemy will take it from you. You see that? And you'll believe what the enemy's saying, and it'll ruin your peace. If you don't have peace, it's because you gave it to him. Did you hear that? If you don't have peace and you're a believer, you gave it to the enemy. You gave it to him. Now watch this. James 4:7 says, submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee. Submit. Submission. So when I submit to God, I can resist the devil.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.